everybody. Welcome to episode 431 of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is another San Diego Soundbites episode, an interview I did at San Diego Comic-Con with one of the writers who I feel is very underappreciated in the industry today. It's Kyle Higgins. Everything from his run on Nightwing to creator-owned properties like Cowl, Hadrian's Wall, and the title that he has on stands right now, which is The Dead Hand. This guy's an incredible storyteller. Went to film school, has a short film out that he's shopping around right now called The Shadow Hours. You can go and check that out. Just Google Shadow Hours. I think it was available on IGN for free to check out. He debuted it at WonderCon earlier this year. It's a really, really cool story, and I'd love to see a feature length of it. But as I said, he's a very underrated writer. There are kind of those in the industry that know his name and have seen the things that he's done, the stories he's told, that follow him and pick up everything he does because you know it's going to be quality. You know it's going to be something different and unique, a different way of looking at things, even when he writes characters that have been around for decades, like his critically acclaimed run on Power Rangers from Boom recently. Taking characters that he grew up with, characters that he loves. And, you know, Power Rangers is one of those properties where people can kind of tend to look down on it just because the TV show back in the day was so cheesy. But Kyle takes it all seriously, right? He knows these are beloved characters and there's interesting stories to tell. And that's what he does. The guy's a consummate professional and gives his all. And I always love running into him. He's very much about the craft of the story, whether he's telling it in sequential art and comic book form or on the big screen or the small screen. He pays attention to every detail, and he's just such a thoughtful creator. And I think that comes through in the work. And as I said, other people who read comics and have been reading comics for a long time know that if Kyle Higgins' name's on it, that it's something you should pay attention to. Chris Eberle from Comic Geek Speak comes to mind as somebody who I know also enjoys Kyle Higgins' work and is constantly impressed by what Kyle manages to do and the way he structures story and makes it very compelling and interesting and great pacing, great sense of timing as well. Again, both in the comic book form and in the visual film form, with whether it's a short film or what have you. So again, it's always great to see Kyle. I thank him for joining me, and I thank you all for listening as always, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace coming to you once again live, San Diego Comic-Con 2018, here with one of my favorite writers, Kyle Higgins. Kyle, how you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Great. Super busy, crazy San Diego. Yeah. Wanted to grab a couple minutes with you to talk about the reception for Dead Hand. How's it been going? Fans have been responding?
I guess. I mean, I don't pay much attention to it, unfortunately. I'm on social media a little, but all we really have to go by are sales numbers and things like that. Like, you know, the thing in independent comics is like, if you can exist past the first issue, like, you're doing well. Because, like, the narrative, like, the noise, everything that's out there, it's really hard to cut through with a series, you know? So, like, you'll get some press on the first issue and then kind of goes quiet after that. So I actually don't know. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I am too. Cliffhangers at the end of every issue.
Yeah.
So I hope your listeners are picking it up. Anything else you have going on that you want to plug?
My finale of Power Rangers Shattered Grid is coming up pretty soon. Trade paperback for Nightwing the New Order just came out a few months ago. We've got a big deluxe hardcover for Gates of Gotham coming up in a few months. And then I've got a top secret little thing that will be announced either next month or the month after that I'm very, very excited about. It's a new
awesome
book. So.
Any Shadow Hour news? Still working on that?
Well, the short's out and it's public and available for free online at theshadowhours.com. And then, yeah, we're just talking to some people now about the feature. I finally finished the script and we've taken it out to some places. So we've had some interest, but it's about finding the right partner and the right,
right,
you know, the right kind of financing arrangements to see if we can actually get it off the ground and get it made.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me, Kyle. Always
sure.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too, man.